Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Days, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
We're brothers, we're happy, and we're singing, and
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, January 14th. If I'm talking fast, it's because we've got a lot to get to. Blockbuster deal went down in the NBA yesterday, happened after we got off the show. So plenty to react to when it comes to this blockbuster James Harden trade. We'll talk about that. Talk about whether it makes Houston better, whether you like it for the Nets. Are they now going to the finals with KD, James Harden? And Kyrie, I guess. We'll see. Urban Meyer, reportedly in advanced talks with the Jacksonville Jaguars about becoming their next head coach, Adam Schefter reports. We'll talk about that. Urban Meyer back in the game, possibly. John Martin's got his Raiders on. He's looking good. And we're ready to roll. BC, you ready to roll?
I'm ready. Let's go. Right. I won a hockey bet last night, of all things.
Hockey's in effect. So you know what else is in the Memphis Grizzlies? All of a sudden,
I got hot. I got that 5-star too last night.
Three in a row for your Memphis Grizzlies after a 118-107 win over the Timberwolves last night. The reeling Minnesota Timberwolves. Congrats, Grizz.
What's up, John?
Congrats, Grizz. 5-4 on the year franchise record, amazingly, last night. Franchise record, 80 points in the paint for the Memphis Grizzlies. That's kind of hard to imagine given the years of the grit and grind, but that's what happened last night for the Memphis Grizzlies, 118-107 over the Timberwolves. They're 5-4, are the Memphis Grizzlies, and so we will get into that
5-4 since Ja Morant went
Excuse me, yeah, 5-4 since Ja Morant.
Almost 500. Have a chance to do that, what, two days from now against Minnesota?
Tomorrow night against Minnesota.
Want to get it right for the record.
Yeesh.
That's what I
You know, folks, counting them wins, John.
Oh, count them up. Count them up. I understand they're hard to come by in this league. There's no question. So we will get into all of that today on the show. Michael Irvin is going to join us. He's the playmaker. Mm. We will talk to him about the NFL playoffs. Hey. We got Brady versus Breeze. We have Ravens versus Bills. Certainly a lot of intriguing matchups this weekend in the divisional round. Lots to get to with Michael Irvin. Right after Michael Irvin, at about 12:30 or so, Bobby Marks is going to join us, and we'll really get into this trade, which is what I'm really most interested in today. I mean, it is certainly one of the bigger blockbusters of the last few years. The Nets did acquire James Harden yesterday, basically right after we got off the show, and it was a four-team trade. It was not just a straight-up trade. With the Rockets and the Nets. And so we will get into all that with Bobby Marks at around 12:30. And then at 1:25, Brevin Knight is going to join us. He will hop on the show, and we'll get his thoughts on what the Grizzlies are doing here.
Hot Grizzlies.
And, how much better they will be, you know, and what we can reasonably expect when Ja comes back, when Jaren comes back. I mean, is this something that's sustainable? I mean, what I'm not going to do today is lose my mind.
We understand that. We understand, you know, that the winds have come against John.
Right. And so I think that I'm somebody who always likes to deal with it in perspective, in context. But a win is a win. And,
there you go.
And, in these times, certainly you're allowed to celebrate those. Anyway, that is the show today. Looking forward to it. But yesterday, right after we got off the show, there was a blockbuster trade, as we knew. I mean, we talked about it all day yesterday. The reality was there was no coming back for James Harden in Houston.
They had drawn the line.
Yeah, and I think while we were on the show, the Rockets had announced, or not announced, but leaked that they would not be bringing him back until they found a trade partner. So it was always just a matter of when and not if James Harden was dealt, and he was dealt pretty quickly. And it was a four-team deal involving the Rockets, the Nets, the Indiana Pacers, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So just to break it down, here is what the Rockets get in exchange for sending James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. They get Victor Oladipo from Indiana. They get some dude whose name I can't pronounce. Dante Exum, 4 unprotected first-round picks from Brooklyn in 2022, 2024, 2026, and Milwaukee's 2022 pick that evidently Houston owned. And then 4 unprotected first-round pick swaps in 2021, 2023, 2025, 2027. The Nets get James Harden. The Pacers get Caris LeVert, our man Caris LeVert, and a 2023 second-round pick. And the Cavs get Jared Allen and Torian Prince. So that is the full trade. It's a doozy. It's certainly a mouthful, but James Harden gets his wish. He gets his wish of getting into the Eastern Conference, getting on a different team in a different situation. And now we reunited with, you know, former teammate Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. We shall see what fruit it bears.
Well, you got to know this is what Kevin Durant wanted, and I guess my first, you know, the overarching reaction would be this: careful what you wish for, because we've talked about, I mean, all day yesterday we talked about two big stories in the NBA is two malcontents, at least right now. Kyrie doesn't want to play, and James Harden didn't want to play where he was. And now they're both on the same team. Now, you know, KD recruited Kyrie to play for Brooklyn. Yep. So he wanted that part of it, and you got to figure he's got a big hand in this. I mean, hell, they decided that Steve Nash was going to be the coach. KD's got that kind of power. And so from that standpoint, look, it's finals or bust when you put together a triumvirate like these three. That's the way you're looking at it, and that's how KD's looking at it. You know, his years – you know, they're numbered at this point. And you certainly, now that he's healthy, and my gosh, is he healthy. If you watched him against the Knicks last night, you know he's still capable of carrying in a team. I mean, he's been fantastic since his return. He's only got so many more shots. And so you want to maximize the healthy years he's got left. He wants to go with the big dogs. He knows it's going to need, I suppose he knows it's going to take that to take down teams, especially like the Lakers, maybe the Clippers. We'll see what happens with them. But Kevin Durant has picked his shot here. He's got as much a hand in this as anybody else, and I hope he gets what he wants. But we'll see. Does Kyrie want to play? You know, is James Harden going to be cool if it's the three of them? And today it's Kyrie takeover day. He wants to be the guy. We'll see. Is he willing to do that? I suspect he is.
Yep.
But what you got to know, too, yet, while this looks good on the offensive end, they're certainly going to take a step. A team that was okay defensively.
Yep.
11th going into last night's game, dropped down to 13th in defensive efficiency after last night. Well, you're certainly not going to be better, right, when you trade away a Jared Allen and a Taurean Prince. You're not going to be better defensively. So they're going to have to figure that out. I'll tell you this right now. Joel Embiid, if he gets them in the Eastern Conference, he's going to feast. I don't know how they'll stop him with what now, just DeAndre Jordan? They'll have to go out and get some more help inside. You watched last night, DeAndre Jordan plays 20-something minutes. Well, he had been a 17, 18-minute-a-game guy. His minutes have come way down since he was the guy he was. Now, is he going to have to start? All he's got next to him right now is JaMychal Green. They're going to need some help in there, mm-hmm. and they won't be nearly as good defensively as they were with Jared Allen. All that said, I still expect it gets them to the NBA Finals. Anything less is a failure.
Well, there's no question.
That's the bottom line.
You've got three, you know, top 20-ish level players.
They're
going
to score 140 points if they all come to work, is what I told my man yesterday on Twitter. They all decide they want to come to work, they're going to score 140 easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically exactly where you are.
It'll be a shootout.
We'll see if and when Kyrie Irving returns. From the reports I saw, they were happy to get rid of Kyrie Irving if the Houston Rockets wanted him. But the Rockets said, we don't want him, which I find to be quite interesting. But, no, I mean, there's no question. I mean, this is a huge win for the Brooklyn Nets. They take a huge hit with depth. They don't have a whole lot. But they still have, you know, Landry Shamet. They still have, Luawe. They still have DeAndre Jordan. I mean, they have, you know, a roster past the top three guys. But you really won't need one. I mean, nobody remembers there were role players on that Heat team.
Mm-hmm.
There will be role players that emerge on this Nets team. You know, there will be a Mike Miller that emerges and makes, you know, three-point shots in the clutch. There will be a Ray Allen type that shows up and hits a big shot.
I mean, Dinwiddie's down for the season. You know,
right.
He'd have been a guy
that hurts.
Listen, you may be – it's good enough, you're right, to get to the finals. I think eventually to beat everybody in the East. But is that good enough to beat an L.A. team, which I think we all have agreed on, got better this offseason? Because they've got the pieces in the middle. We know they do. They've got the glue. I mean, they added – this offseason to their depth.
Yep.
And Anthony Davis, who stops him? You know, LeBron when it's go time? That's what I'm – because ultimately that's what this is going to be judged on for the Nets, who decided we're going for it right now is whether or not they win a championship. And you're right, John, with what they've got left, I'm still telling you they're going to have to add some inside. But that's enough. I think it pushes you past Milwaukee. I truly do. Even defensively looking at it and wondering, you've got some question marks. I think they'll get there. But does it put you past the Lakers? Because ultimately this will be judged on that finals appearance and whether or not they win it. And again, sure, you look at the starting lineups and you'll say, okay. But we know, too, that it always doesn't come down to that. It comes down to a guy, a role player, hitting a shot or some glue guy getting a rebound. And the Lakers right now have got plenty more of that still than the Nets do. So that, and I bring that up, John, because ultimately that's what this will be judged on. This trade, all of it, will be whether or not they won a title and took advantage of having these three together.
But you would agree they're closer today than they were yesterday.
Absolutely.
I mean, so that's why you have to do it. I mean, you're closer to the Lakers today than you were yesterday. I mean, they weren't going to compete with the Lakers with that current. I mean, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving are nice, but you were, you know, the Lakers would have probably won that series in
when
four.
Checked in.
You know, and yes. So now you got three top three players. You'll at least have a fighting chance against the Lakers. Again, not saying you'll win the finals, but you at least have a fighting chance here. What a test here for Steve Nash, right? I mean, he's first-year head coach, and now he's got to figure out a way to make all these personalities gel. I mean, it could be a boom or bust thing for him. It could, you know, they could get to the finals. They could push the Lakers. They could win this thing, or it could absolutely blow up in his face. And he not have the ability as a first-year head coach to manage it and to keep it sort of all together.
You know, the thing about it is when you had I think about Phil Jackson and the job he did with Scottie and Jordan. You say, well, when you got great players, you're gonna win big. When you got Kobe and Shaq, you're gonna win big. But remember, a big part of Phil Jackson's job we saw it. We saw it behind the scenes with the documentary, was managing egos.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the issue for Steve Nash. And it's one thing when those guys are just calling you for advice, right? They respected you as a veteran player. They're calling you, hey, man, Nash, I love you, buddy. What do I do in this situation where I got James, I got Kyrie. They want to act crazy right now. What do I do? It's one thing when you're just calling them up for advice. It's another thing when that person that you were once called and admired is the one out in front of the media answering questions now, having to about where you guys are, why it's going wrong, or why it didn't look good that night, right? That's a whole other thing. So, and managing those egos, not behind the scenes like you would in those phone calls, but publicly. Because remember, this is going to be, think about the way this will be covered. I mean, we're already all over Kyrie and everything mm-hmm. he's doing every minute. We're watching him on social media like a hawk. Right? Harden is going to be the same way. Is he happy? Is he not happy? People are going to be watching his every move. And so this will be so public. And you've got a guy who has never been in this situation. You know, bring up Phil's one of the greats. But he was that because he could manage egos publicly. That's as big a charge for Steve Nash as any of the X's and O's in putting this thing together.
Yep.
And so I don't know if he's qualified for this because inevitably there are going to be some downtimes here. This thing ain't going to come to – it didn't do that in Miami.
Nope.
It took time.
Yep.
It takes time for these threesomes, these super threesomes to gel. And so that will be a thing. Watching Steve Nash and how he deals with it, ultimately – you know, maybe one of the big storylines. I don't think it's going to be something that we'll see that holds them back necessarily from doing what we both expect, getting to the finals, and then we'll see if in any way he helps you there. I don't know that he gives you an edge in a finals against the Lakers. I'm not sure that he does, but we'll see how Steve Nash handles the ride because it's going to be quite a ride in that locker room.
There's no question. Our man Bennett tweeted after this trade went live yesterday, a good for the Grizz, another superstar headed east. And with all due respect, this has nothing to do with – I mean, there's just no relevance. I mean, I get the gist of it, but James Harden is in his, you know, early 30s. By the time the Grizzlies are you know, ready to really take a, you know, take a shot at this and take a stab at it, that entire iteration will have been, you know, past its prime anyway. I mean, I just don't really think this is – one of those things where, you know, if the Grizzlies were, you know, a top four seed or top five seed.
He's looking at the immediate.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just.
And thinking that you've knocked one below you. And I think many Grizz fans are looking at it that way.
I mean, the Grizzlies will be in the Eastern Conference. I mean, that's the way this stuff goes. I mean, they will soon be in the Eastern Conference.
Our luck, it'll be Minnesota. I think many Grizz fans are looking at it that way. Well, that's a team that look, the Grizzlies are 5-4 without Ja Morant. I mean, it's a good job. And so if you want to believe that this team and maybe it's not blind faith at all, maybe it's the right kind of faith that this team's still going to push for a playoff spot and that should be the major go here, good, because they've done pretty much the best job you could. Think about it. On Monday, it'll be exactly 3 weeks, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, since Ja Morant went down the ankle injury against Brooklyn. They said 3-5. So you're absolutely close. The team has done a good job, albeit against an easy part of the schedule. You've done what you've needed to do for the most part. You've been pretty good without those guys. So if a playoff spot's what you want, this is good news because Houston certainly comes out. Now, I think you could tell last four games James Harden was checked out. Like, yep. This thing was a car with its wheels about to fall off.
Yep.
So you might have already counted them out. But, look, Rockets have a decision now. Christian Wood's played great, sure. But that's not enough,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so now you've got Oladipo down there with John Wall. I don't know that that's enough specifically against a Grizzlies team that's got all of its pieces. And so, yes, for the Bennets and everybody else that wants to look at this as a win in the immediate for the Grizz, a Grizzlies team who hopefully is going to have, you know, the majority of its pieces back here soon, you can look at it that way. But, again, you and I have thought you have to remember who the Grizz are getting the wins against now. Sure, you're going to get healthy soon, but that schedule is only going to get tougher.
Right.
It's still going to be tough, even with, I agree, now the Rockets dropping below you. They're going to have to decide on Oladipo. I would imagine they end up trading
him. They might. I mean, he's basically an expiring contract.
He's on an expiring.
You know, so that's definitely – I mean, we talk a lot of times about returns and what a team gets back for its superstar. It's really hard to do better than the Rockets did yesterday. I mean –
especially with the spot they were in.
Yeah.
It's so public.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, you were
so
basically
done.
Being held hostage. And
the guy's not helping you with how he looks.
Look, Victor Oladipo, before the injury, was an awesome basketball player. And maybe he comes to – because he wanted out in Indiana. So maybe he comes to Houston, and he is totally revitalized, right? Maybe he comes to Houston in these next, you know, however many games before the trade deadline, and he just absolutely kills it. And the Rockets decide, you know what? We want to sign him up long term. And then you got all these picks. You got all these picks and these pick swaps. I don't know how valuable the pick swaps are going to be. We'll see. But the truth of the matter is, they actually probably did as well as they could have possibly hoped to do given their circumstances.
Could have kept Karras because he goes through there to get to Indiana.
Other than
if you're being picky, because he's got a little bit more player control. It depends on what you get for Oladipo and the decision you make. Hell, you may decide Oladipo's going to get back to where he was before the injury, and we're going to re-sign him. You've got some options there. You and I both like Karras LeVert a lot. Now, he's not super efficient. You know, was reading some of the pieces on him, but he's under control, and you'd had a pretty good player there. But that's the point of the Rockets. They're clearly playing the long game here. That's what they're looking at. And so from that standpoint, look, I like it. I like it, frankly, for Indiana picking up a good piece in Karras LeVert. And I guess Cleveland's just going to keep stockpiling centers and big men, adding Jared Allen to that mess of big guys that they've got there. All that said, you're right, I agree. With the spot they were in is about the best Houston was going to do.
Yep.
And right now, look, yes, on paper, Nets look great.
Yep.
Hell, they won last night with just KD, essentially, with a shortened roster, obviously, took care of a Knicks team that's still trying to figure stuff out. I mean, imagine having those three guys locked in, all buying in, how good that's going to look. I mean, they could put together, you know, you could be talking about after the initial, okay, how are we going to spread this thing around? You're talking about a team that could be absolutely on a roll by the time it's playoff time, and they figured some stuff out with the chemistry and that kind of thing. All right, whose turn is it going to be? But I don't know if it gets them over the hump against the Lakers. In fact, I'd still pick the Lakers because of the what's in between the superstars, the depth, the glue the Lakers have still got. I mean, you got Schroeder and Harrell now. You bring over, you know, two of the best six men last year. I still like the Lakers. But I think the Nets have gotten themselves where they want to go. Whether they'll win a championship, we'll see.
Yeah, so that is it sounds like Victor Oladipo, by the way, does not want to stay in Houston. So you will trade him.
He is. I knew he's getting traded yesterday.
Yep.
Right, because he's an expired. It makes a lot of sense.
Well,
you're flip him, too.
And you get a $15.4 million trade exception to the Rockets.
And, listen, it's the right – he ain't the same. Like, it takes a while.
That's true.
And he hadn't been, especially finishing that kind of thing.
You can still get back something.
Absolutely! I think that's the better move.
So I mean,
in terms of just whether you're looking to re-sign or trade, I think the trading is a better move.
The Rockets
just keep
have
building
a chance.
You have to keep building up because
yeah.
Remember they've been hurting a little bit for what they traded for Westbrook. Everything else, they've got to rebuild the war chest.
Yeah, the Rockets are gonna have to flip some stuff into some other stuff.
That's what they're doing. And they're gonna lose right now. And for Grizz fans, that's a good thing. Grizz fans that want a playoff spot this year. Look, I think we're all rooting for the Grizz to finish as well as they can.
Yep. Anyway, that is the latest in the NBA major blockbuster deal in the league since James Harden to Brooklyn and a bunch of other pieces to the Rockets, Karras LeVert to the Pacers, et cetera, et cetera. We will come back. Going to get into Memphis's IARP investigation. Where does that stand? Penny Hardaway talked about it a little bit yesterday. We'll talk about that. Where is it? How close is this investigation to being wrapped up? We'll get into all that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, football fans, it's going to be a great weekend. You got the divisional round, not six, but four games. It'll be fantastic. Got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and you can only do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll tell you, same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the divisional round. Like we said, you can only do it on FanDuel. You can combine the money line, the over-under, the number, the total, or player props. However you want to do it, all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel's letting you get same-game parlay bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Playoffs are perfect time to give it a shot. Just one of many ways to win on FanDuel. Rams-Packers, you could go Devontae Adams as an anytime scorer. He's in just about every weekend. Packers on the money line. Go over and under on the passing yards for Aaron Rodgers. That's what we're talking about with these same-game parlays from FanDuel. FanDuel's the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Best part about it, it's an easy-to-use app, and those pay-ins that you get are quicker, if you notice, than on the other sportsbook app. It took me sometimes 48 hours to get my money back. Not with FanDuel. It's usually back in 24 hours. If you haven't already, just download the Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. And use the promo code JSmith, if you would, J-S-M-I-T-H, at sign up. And if you're a current customer, you're all set. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, Call 1-800-889-9789.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
There's a lot of winning going on at the Fitz lately. And not just any winning, big time winning. 4 mega jackpots in 3 weeks at the Fitz. Luck lives here and we can prove it. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit. Is it totally free when you go to forhims.com/real? That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient too.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, babbel.com.
No. Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
The great Michael Irvin, the playmaker, one of my favorites, is going to join us at 12:15. We'll get into a lot of things with him. Urban Meyer may be the man in Jacksonville. He may be the coach in Jacksonville, which would obviously pair him with Trevor Lawrence. That's interesting. Not a great long list of great college coaches who have gone on to success in the NFL. Kind of count them on one hand. In terms of modern era, I mean, Pete Carroll.
He's one of them.
I mean, you wouldn't say Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien flamed out. Anybody else I'm missing?
No. Chip Kelly, awful.
Chip Kelly flamed out, that's right. Now, Jimmy was at the U, right, before he went to Dallas?
Yes.
So that worked.
Absolutely did.
But that's not the modern era. You know, that was a time ago. But you know, didn't Michael Irvin play for Jimmy?
Yes.
We can ask him about that. We can ask him, does Urban Meyer have what it takes to, you know, basically replicate what Jimmy did?
Great question.
I'd bet on him. I would. I think he's got it.
How much control are you giving him, though?
All of it.
You're going to have to. He ain't going to do it if you don't. I mean, that's what we learned about these guys who are on TV and in the booth. They ain't coming out of the booth.
Wasn't it his control, or lack thereof, that got him in trouble at Ohio State?
Yeah, you know, I just...
When you gave him too much power, too much control, that's when he blew it at Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean,
certainly with his handling, his assistant coaches,
his uncanny ability to turn the other way, right? But I would also say that
that can come out and cost you.
You know, the dynamics are different in the NFL than in college, and maybe he will be awesome at the NFL level.
Great coach, don't get me wrong.
We will get into all of that with Michael Irvin at 12:15. Some news, interesting news on Memphis basketball, as we all know. We don't really talk about it much because there hasn't been much public news about it. But this IARP investigation, this NCAA infractions case that Memphis is in the middle of, is still ongoing. We do not have a ruling yet from this committee, this IARP, this independent, I think, advisory, you know, resolution panel process, whatever. Memphis is the first case that this particular panel has ever taken on, and as such, we have really no precedents. We have no, you know, context with which to, you know, how is this going to go? We don't know. We've never seen anything like this. Over at commercialappeal.com, Jason Munns has written about it, and Penny Hardaway said yesterday, at least we have all of the interviews out of the way, and that part of the process is over. I think the latest interviews ended like a month and a half ago, maybe a month ago, so the rest is on them. We know they have to do their due diligence and turn over every stone to make sure nothing crazy happened or whatever. I will say at least as of a week and a half ago, interviews were not yet wrapped up, and that there were still some to be scheduled. Now, whether or not those interviews happen, that's going to be up to those individuals. Uh-huh. But certainly that committee and that process was still trying to schedule interviews as of a week and a half ago, but I do get the sense that they are getting to the finish line. They had been doing interviews, you know, in Memphis over the last several months, and I do believe that they've got to be at the end of this thing. I mean, this has been open since.
It stems from the 11-5. We've known that for months, going back. I mean, that, give me a break. They've had that forever. So we knew they're going to come. They can come in then and ask whatever they want. What I mean, the. You've been on the 11-5 for a while. How much more time do you need is what I'm getting at here. Surely this is sort of close to some sort of conclusion, and certainly closer to the end than you were. It's taking for what it started with,
yep.
You know, and now us knowing all the facts, and essentially this, that the NCAA is tied into, well, the 11-5 is a violation because Penny was a quote-unquote booster. It's their definition of that is why we're here. There's no question about that. And so, but we've had that for a while. And so this length leads you to believe that they're turning over every stone. I mean, Penny has said as much. And so hasn't every stone been you would figure at this point been turned over. That's the point. You got
for the most part
now.
For the most part, I think they are trying to turn over literally every stone though. I mean literally anybody that's been associated with the program in the last 3 years, I think they're trying to reach out to. I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
Well,
so,
is that their job?
I mean,
as an investigative, body? That's what I'm saying. How much of it is this is what you've given us, so we're supposed to be independent of the NCAA, right? They've been given the charge by them. Here's what you've given us. I mean, at what point does, as an investigative body, Do you stop? We know the NCAA would love
you're
to
saying,
get Penny.
All right, you got enough. Get out of here. Get
but
out of
hell,
here.
Hell, it's a body that reports back to Grant Hill.
Now let me ask you.
I mean,
this.
You're making it if they're making it painfully obvious how badly they want Penny. If the investigative body too continues to ask questions after questions, and now they're not looking under rocks, John, they're looking under pebbles.
Well, if you hire
that, just proves that it's not really it would prove not really independent of the NCAA. You're just doing the NCAA's work. We know they want Penny out because they tied this thing to what's essentially a high school case, DSSAA case.
So this is the complex case unit, right? And the complex case unit is going to report their findings back. To, I guess, the IARP.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the process is going to go is after the CCU, finishes their interviews, then there will be a notice of allegations.
Yeah.
Memphis still has not gotten that notice of allegations. So before there can even be a ruling from the IARP, there has to be a notice of allegations. And that's where they will allege a number of things. They may allege a lack of institutional control. They may allege a number of different things. That's the process.
I mean, I've seen that at LSU in Kansas. Have you seen a lack of institutional control at Memphis?
Certainly not.
Based on the evidence that we currently
absolutely
have.
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think the James Wiseman. I mean, you can't possibly call that a lack of institutional control.
And if they
control.
Had a ton more, you figured that'd be leaking by now, John.
Well, maybe it's possible. But I will say this. I mean,
to have a lack of institutional control charge.
To your point about this investigative body, turning over every stone. If you hired an investigative team to dig up something for you. Right? Wouldn't you want them to turn over every stone? Or would you say, you know what, I think y'all got enough. Come on home.
But at some point, you got another job to do, right? Because now it's not just Memphis in there. That's my point. It ain't just Memphis that's in there. LSU is, too. And Arizona in there now.
Well,
Kansas in there.
You know,
NC State in there.
If you ain't got nothing to hide, you good.
You got other work to do. And I think that's how – I think Penny must feel that way at this point. I mean, if they've been here forever – So I'll tell you this. Here's the way I put a bow. Love to put a bow on this conversation, sort of see where you're at on this. What's the bigger threat to Penny? This and what could come down or not making the tournament this year?
Well, I would say not making the tournament this year. But I also don't know how severe – I just don't know.
I don't get the sense that when he leaves practice and leaves the Lori Walton that he's going home and huddling up and shaking in the corner, John, that he thinks it's going to be heavy. And I realize right now that, I mean, there's only so much you can do in terms of what you can control here. If they call you up, you do the Zoom with them, whatever, it's over. You can't sit up here and worry about it at night. But I also don't get the impression from folks over there that this is something they feel like could doom them. And I have to believe there's no way they could recruit still at the level they're doing, right? We still like the class they've got coming in. If they thought, or more importantly, others thought and had told those recruits, no, Memphis is about to be under it, right? They're about to get buried, right? I don't get the sense that they are living in fear over there what could come down here. And John, that would be a sign that they feel pretty good that there's nothing else besides the 11-5.
Right,
that this whole thing stems from.
Right, obviously these investigators are asking questions. They have to be beyond
on Zooms,
beyond
because of COVID.
The 11 because
yes,
that as conversation.
As Munza's story points out,
is it not pretty open and shut on the 11-5? I mean,
that's
pretty,
what I'm talking about. You've had that for a while.
So I don't know.
And that's
where
this thing started.
I mean, I think in terms of what Penny is trying to do, what is more of a threat is the lack of tournament success, not necessarily the lack of institutional control, because I don't think you'll be able to prove anything close to that. By the definition of this case, the institution wasn't even Memphis. The institution was East High School. So you're gonna get Penny for lack of institutional control at East High School? That ain't how it works. That ain't how the cookie crumbles. But I just don't know. I have no way of predicting the future. I wish I had some semblance of an idea of how they're going to rule this, what the grounds are going to be. We just can't answer. Nobody can answer that. So, I mean, I think I reserve the right to change my answer to that question based on what the letter and the notice of allegation says.
Well, here's the deal. You're if you're Memphis, you just signed him to a 5-year deal. That was You it didn't matter what was coming up. We said this beforehand.
Yep.
Like you were part of the decision to play James, which is why you're sitting here. So Memphis has to stand with him one way or the other. I guess the question will be whatever comes down. And again, the hope is around here that it's just after all those stones and pebbles or whatever else they're going to turn, that it's just that 11-5, right? That it's, you know, relatively minor,
right,
in terms of what could come down for Memphis. That's it. If it's a, you know, can Kansas survive, you know, if Bill Self is still a coach in an NCAA investigation and stay at a high level? I'll tell you, probably so, because they'll find some way. I mean, we've seen North Carolina with the academic stuff, whatever else.
Yep.
Like those big-time brands survive.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They, yep, they find a way to get through it. Like, is Arizona done now with everything they've had hanging over them for a while? Not yet. Not to this point.
Yep.
You know, is Will Wade done with? Not to this point. We'll see on Will Wade. Seems like they got a lot more on him than anybody else. I do wonder with this, if it's just the 11-5, it feels like something Penny can, even if it's John, a 1-year postseason ban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like Penny Hardaway, Memphis has to, because they're hooked to him. They're connected to Penny Hardaway. But from a, can you keep it at a high level through it? You know, if that's it, I think Penny could survive it.
I think the bigger threat,
with the contract in hand,
yep,
with the ability to get local talent, should you need to lean back on that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You get a rap,
yep,
nationally. I think he's positioned still to survive it. But man, could you use a tournament appearance to throw into that pitch, right?
Well, because
that will be the part about it. That'll be the question mark.
What starts to happen is when you don't have a tournament appearance, the foundation begins to crack. It just does.
Well, they start asking you, what are you doing with all that talent?
Yeah.
It's a very easy question to
and
ask.
And then that
and
talent.
And one of the others will ask of him.
I mean, I think the biggest threat, if I'm just assessing these things, I think the biggest threat to Penny as of today is keeping this team together and also managing to keep it together after the season ends, right? It's keeping it together during the season, and it's keeping it together when the season ends. And
that's going to be tougher for every coach in the country this year because of the rules and the ability, we think, to transfer and be eligible right away.
But
that will be tougher. That needs to be said.
Specifically for Memphis here.
Yes, with this team.
You've got
– and where you're at this season.
You've got some disgruntled guys. You just do. And we don't have to go down the list. I think it's pretty obvious. But you're going to have potentially multiple transfers. But that can be allayed if they finish this season right now. What are they, 6-4? If they finish this season, you know, with a, you know, they're 7-8 games above 500. The end of the season looks a whole hell of a lot better than the first 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you're building something. You can sell something. Hey, you know, we finished the season on the right track. We made a tournament run. We did or didn't get in, but it was turned around. That will look a lot different than if you just kind of muddle along and, you know, you're just at the 6-4 pace the whole year. Then I think it becomes a lot tougher.
Yeah, I mean, the word will be out. It'll start. You'll hear it. You know, you'll hear it first whispered around Penny, and then you'll hear it on sports talk radio shows and everywhere else you go. Is that, well, what does he do with the talent? It was a question that Josh Pastner heard for a long time. Now, what Josh had was that tournament appearance early.
Yep.
And so what eventually the question became was, well, you've got too much talent not to be advancing past the first weekend. See, there's levels to it. And so for Penny Hardaway, you're at that first one where, well, man, you've had and listen, this is what I hear all the time. Well, these players aren't the same. They were recruited here to be with James Wiseman, and they're not with James Wiseman. Well, James Wiseman's never going to be here for 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
James Wiseman's never going to be here for 2 years.
That was a 1-year
experiment.
And you
certainly wanted it, right? And have you not had time to rebuild? And has he not done it in a strong way when you go out and get a guy like Musa Cisse?
Exactly.
I mean, give me a break on this stuff about the talent level and trying to change the goalposts on me there.
Yep.
Coaches in this league believed Memphis had enough talent to be number two in this league. And if you don't believe us, right, or the national pundits, believe the coaches that are coaching against Penny Hardaway have the game plan for these guys. They believed Memphis should be at least two. And John, if I'm not mistaken, they had one or two first-place votes. And so from that standpoint, that's why it's worth shaking folks up here and saying, man, there's too much talent here for this to be going this way. You've got too much good going on with what you've done with developing guys, getting them to the NBA. Look at Precious Achiuwa. Look at James Wiseman. You're doing well on the defensive end. Get this thing fixed at point guard and back to where it's supposed to be, because the talent is there to do it. That's on the coach. And so from that standpoint, again, that's what's so clearly kind of frustrating, is that you're close, man. because you got a lot of good to sell with your program. The NBA pitch is working. All that developing guys is working. That was a question Josh had for all the years that he was here. Heck, John Calipari has faced that. Does he develop guys? You've already knocked that one out of the box.
Yep.
So get to the tournament, and this thing can be set up for some major success. It's right there to be had with or without this IARP. It feels like to me hanging over your head.
Yep.
I just can't see any way Memphis gets hammered for this
in
any kind of way that it's going to do any long-term damage to Penny.
They have done a good job of basically ignoring it, right? I mean, they got, you know, three play. They've got
Minot's probably maybe a pro. We'll see.
Artario Morris. They've got a top 30 guy in Josh Minot.
Nesbitt, a lot of folks like.
Yeah, so it doesn't really feel like they have been hamstrung in any way by this open-ended investigation that appears to be coming to an end eventually here soon. But that is the latest with Memphis basketball. Everybody is awaiting this ruling. Again, the process is the CCU does the interviews, then they submit a notice of allegations, and then we go from there. That's when the IARP handles the case, and they determine whether or not there's grounds for this. And if there is, they will assess the appropriate penalties. We shall see. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Michael Irvin is going to join us at 12:15. We will talk to him about the NFL playoffs ahead this weekend. We'll get into Urban Meyer and what that could look like in Jacksonville. Sounds like they're finalizing a contract there in Jacksonville for the former Ohio State and Florida coach. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 97 FM, ESPN.
What's up, sports fans? Excited for the pro football playoffs? If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all make better sports bets. BetQL analyzes over 350,000 bets each year to find the most profitable opportunities. They rate each bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's kind of like a big green light telling you to go. You don't put your car in drive without buckling your seatbelt, right? So why place a bet without checking BetQL first? Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here, not some hot takes from a random guy online. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That's BetQL.com.
With nationwide ammo shortages and gun shortages, many of you may be looking for guns and ammo. And if you are, you need to check out Top Gun Memphis. We still have guns and ammo in stock. If you're ready to take your permit to carry class and protect yourself and your family, you can sign up at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. Come on out to the largest indoor gun store and gun range and gun academy in the Mid-South. Get your permit to carry. TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want a bet with cash? Try Action 24/7. Visit Action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South of Beale's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthofBeale.com.
I gotta take him back to the crash, man.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. She's a crack fiend.
I remember. Hey, I ain't know no better. I apologize for that. I won't apologize, homie. I ain't realize, homie. I had that hustle.
Shop for engagement rings is just different at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got top-notch guarantees. They got top-notch warranties. They're going to put you first and take all that anxiety and all that guesswork out of buying. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I don't think anybody does. No man really is supposed to know what they're doing first time they're buying an engagement ring for their bride-to-be. And you don't have to worry about wandering around in the dark at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie and the gang over there are going to get you right. They also offer 365-day returns on made-to-order engagement rings. They're so confident that she'll love it. They're so confident that she'll say yes and that you won't overpay, that every custom diamond engagement ring comes with a perfect ring guarantee. That means that if for any reason you or her are not 100% satisfied with your made-to-order engagement ring, you can return it for a full refund within 365 days of purchase. No catches, no gimmicks, no exceptions.
Also got you covered after you've bought, because they've got a lifetime diamond upgrade program for you. You'll never lose money on your diamond purchase over at RIJ, because you can get 100% of the paid value of your diamond towards your upgrade. So you only pay the difference, even if it's as little as a dollar. Howie's got you covered even after you buy the ring, which he knows is a super special thing. He wants to be part of it. Do it with somebody to trust that knows it's a special time, not somebody that's trying to take advantage of you. He's got lots of free financing options, zero down, interest-free options, take up to 60 months to pay. No credit check options if you need. Doesn't matter what your budget is, RIJ's got you covered. He's got an engagement ring you're going to love. Check him out to see the difference for yourself. Always bigger, brighter diamonds at RIJ's 5 locations, or shop online at rijewelers.com.
So we've been talking about Alabama blowing out Ohio State in the college football championship game on Monday, 52-24. What's interesting, though, and obviously, you know, in the days after, the numbers are going to start coming out. What's interesting are these numbers. The game averaged 18.65 million viewers across ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPNU. And that constitutes a drop of 27% compared to last year's title game, which averaged 25.46 million. Now, all that being said, it was still the most watched program on Monday by a wide margin among both total viewers and adults 18 to 49. But again, it fell well short of every prior college football championship game dating back to 2015. I believe it was the lowest number overall for the championship since 2004. You got to go back that far to find a game that rated that low. And it's interesting, you know, we don't talk a lot about ratings because who cares? Who cares about ratings? But I almost do wonder, is this a direct response? And I don't know. I'm asking a question. Tim Brando seems to think it is. Is this a direct response of the inequity of the playoff and the fact that every single year we can probably tell you before the season starts who is going to be in the college football playoff? We can tell you Alabama's going to be in it. We can tell you Clemson is going to be in it. You know, there's probably going to be, you know, another SEC team or, you know, a Power 5 team like that in it. But you can pretty much pick out before a season begins who the four is going to be. Is this a direct response of an audience that is getting fatigued with that?
Well, I know that you playoff expander guys like you and Brando.
That's right.
This is your argument.
That's right.
And you want to use this as evidence that people are tired of it. I agree we need to eventually expand. There's a number of factors here. Number one, you could feel like things going to be a blowout anyway. Maybe it's you're sort of your Alabama doubt. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a few of those, right? Because you're Nick Saban constantly here. He wins every year. For the fringe college football fan that always sees Alabama there, this goes a little bit to your point. Maybe you already you suspected that was going to be a blowout and you didn't watch it as a result of that. You're right. There's only a few brands that can win You know, it feels like they can win the championship. We were talking about this the other day. I said, Saban's only got to worry about a few folks. You know, Dabo, you got to worry about – every once in a while, you got to worry about Georgia, you know, see what they're going to do. Ohio State, certainly don't have to worry about Michigan. They're not a title – they're not a national title contender. There's only a few brands there. And sure, there's some fatigue when there's that. There's Alabama fatigue, but there's also fatigue to seeing those same brands there. What I would tell you is this. If you were expanded right now, here's the point I'll make on that. Right now, and you got back, you know, down to two, is the viewership going to be up? Because I tell you, eventually those same two are going to be there. Like, that's who's going to last, John, and get through an expanded playoff,
yep.
Whether it's eight teams or I've heard Parrish talking about 16 teams. It's still going to be the big boys in the final because I tell you, unlike college basketball, there's just not much of a – there's just less chance you're going to have that Cinderella when it's going against the big boys like Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State.
Right.
Like, the odds of going through – so to that point, you're still going to get the same game. And maybe a tournament does put some juice in it, a little bit of that. But I'm not sure it's an end. It's a fix everything. Just because you have eight teams, don't think that necessarily means the championship game is going to be more watched. We'll see. Yes, college football has a problem with equity. There's no question.
Yep.
But it ain't like Memphis is going to get in there and play Alabama, and all of a sudden people all over the world are going to be watching either.
Let me ask you this. Let me take you back. Let me take you back to the late 1700s. Do you think we should have just stayed at 13 states, man? Do you think after the Revolutionary War ended,
we should have just
stayed with the 13 colonies?
But I don't know that it's the end all fix all that you and Brando think it is.
It would just be too hard to expand to 50 states. What are we talking about? Should we have never acquired Alaska or Hawaii? It would have been too hard. It would have been too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We needed all these states, man. We needed 50 states. We need eight teams in the college football playoff. I don't know if this is the
truth. But you would agree with me, at the end of that eight teams, or 16 if you're Parrish, who's going to be in the final? Who's the final two going to be?
Well,
it's going to be the same. It's going to be what you just watched.
Very much.
It's going to be Ohio State, Alabama. It's going to be Clemson or Alabama or something like that.
But you still have to play the games,
again,
though.
That injects some juice. No, again, John, I'm not disagreeing with you or Parrish that we need to expand. I mean, look, we're on the small side of this in terms of the program we cover and the one we're paying the closest attention to, at least here in Memphis. We wanted to expand it so teams like Memphis have a chance. Cincinnati, I mean, I felt for them this year. I'm usually rooting against them just as a Memphian. I felt for them this year, thought they deserved more. We want the little guy to get his chance. In this case, I hate even calling us the little guy, but let's face it, in college football, you absolutely are. That, John, I want. But what I'm telling you is you can't just use the ratings decrease as the reason. You can't just say, oh, it's because we're not 8 or 16, because I would tell you at the end you're going to end up with the same two teams. You got to do more. Sure, expanding will put some juice in terms of watching college football, but that's at 16 and 8. Eventually you're going to get back down to Alabama and Clemson.
But let me ask you this. Who does it hurt and what does it hurt to expand? Because I can tell you who it hurts by not expanding. I can very clearly point out very clear reasons why not expanding actually damages the sport. Can you tell me why expanding it would damage?
No, I can't, because I tell you what. What people that don't want expansion would tell you is that the bowl games mean so much. I'm with you.
I don't give a damn about the bowl games.
They don't mean – and the country, John, is shifting our way on that, okay? It's not hurting anybody. It's the best way to go. I'm just telling you that college football's got a bigger problem because, John, they're not going to get to the championship game. That equity problem, it's still going to be there.
It will.
Those teams are going to get their ass handed to them in the first round. You realize that, because it's still a different level. And until you address those real issues about how, John, the little guys can't even get the big guys to schedule them in a game anymore. Mm-hmm. You understand? Until you fix that. That's how you're not going to fix anything.
But I don't think
you don't fix the equity issue. So all of a sudden you don't have the huge ratings, because again, I tell you, at the end of this thing, you're still going to have Alabama and Clemson.
Like, I mean, you're telling me that you would not be so much more interested in an 18 playoff where it might be a Memphis, it might be a Cincinnati, a chance to play a team they otherwise would have no prayer of playing, because those issues will never be fixed as long as this current structure exists.
Right.
It will never change.
Again, I'm not arguing against an expansion. What I'm telling you is that college football's got a bigger problem. The expansion doesn't solve it all. It doesn't get you all of a sudden the entire country watching on championship night, because it'll be the same two teams.
Well, perfection is the enemy of progress.
Yes.
We know that.
Don't look at me as the enemy of progress right now. I'm telling you expansion is necessary to make it look like it's more equitable in college football. But that's all it's going to be is an absolute veil. And maybe, John, people realize that.
that actually it's just a veil. That college football isn't equitable, and I'm tired of that. And what I'm saying is expansion doesn't completely solve it.
Well,
I'm still with you. Don't look at me as an enemy of progress. I want an expanded college football, but that ain't going to solve all of college football's problems.
Well, I don't know. I don't think anything can. I don't really think there's any, I mean.
Well, until this is what, a czar or whatever else, until there's a big guy that looks down at the Memphises and the AACs and says, you know what, they belong with us to the point that now you guys are going to start scheduling them. And and I use the AAC because that's where we're at.
Right.
But my point is until the big guy extends his hand down to that other side, it's never going to be that way. And will they ever? Because what do we talk about? Well, do the rich help the poor? Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, no. They're content with continuing to count those dollars.
That's right.
So does that hand ever come over?
Yep.
Not in most cases. But if you're going to fix college football, it's going to take more of that.
Yep.
Yes, I'm willing to play Memphis every year for the time being because they've earned that, or every other year. And no, it won't take a 2-for-1 or whatever else. We're going to do that because it's the best thing for college football. That, more so than anything else, is going to fix it. Does it ever happen? No. Because what? Usually the rich don't want to share the pie.
Well,
and that's what it would require.
And it feels
that's
like
a real fix would require.
It feels like, and we've sort of relegated this time and time again, but it feels like Memphis really missed the boat in 04 with the Big East. I mean, because that's really the last time, because the money has just been parabolic, right? The money coming in from these television contracts since then has just, it's so, exploded.
It's the other part that keeps it unequal and unfair playing field.
And since that has happened, it feels like these programs have gotten even greedier. Now the question is not, what does Memphis bring to us? It's, do we want to share? And the answer is almost always no.
Hell no.
I mean, it's not just Memphis, right? But it's Memphis, it's Cincinnati,
yeah.
It's UCF. All these, the Big 12,
no.
the SEC, they don't want to share the pie anymore. I don't feel like we were asking these questions in 2004 because it hadn't exploded financially the way mm-hmm. it has now.
That's a $45-50 million that you're getting
exactly.
injected because
it wasn't always
media
like
rights
money.
Deal
it wasn't
that
always
would
like
be lessened if you bring someone else
yes.
in
yeah.
the conference.
And so now
the money has gotten outrageous. Part it only increases the greed.
It's less of a question of okay, can we do we bring because
so,
undeniably
so you
Memphis,
get me though right? That's what I'm saying. Expansion doesn't fix that.
It's a huge problem. But I still believe
we tell ourselves they've got a chance, but will they really?
Well,
no, they're
no. Well, just like who would have ever thought that you know UMBC would have beaten Virginia? I mean, nobody ever thought a one seed would go down. They did.
I would see it every year, and I know you hate me bringing up the press, but it's the perfect example. I brought this up before when I would see a well-coached, fairly baseball team that took pride in its baseball program, but every year would get up into those regionals where it had to go up against the Collierville's and the Germantown's where they've got more resources.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.